gentlemen, that takes care of all the regular business. Now we'll move on to old business, and we have three. Our first case under old business, 1330, special use exception to place, an off-premise signs. And this was tabled to this meeting. By you, Mr. Rickards.
Yeah, there's, from what I've seen on there, of course, we got I believe that substantially affects adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties, and I think that was proven by the opposition that came up here and their statements that they made, and also the fact that there are also, I think they've made the statement, there are also three billboards on that small parcel right now.
A lot going on
in that lot, and I know safety issues aren't our problem. I know that, but it is something.
Well, but then you think, okay, how do the safety issues affect the adjacent properties and both those doctors' patients, you know, may not feel as comfortable with more distractions there. So.
Right.
That's a good way of putting it, John. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real good way. I have a problem with it.
You know, and I, the one guy that owned the liquor store, you know, I called him out because, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lawrence or Jen, aren't there constant violations, sign violations there?
The only thing is that the ordinance allows for them to do temporary displays and balloon-type displays, like a bottle, something, you know, some of that nature, can or whatever. And they're typically done, they're allowed to have them three times a year as a promotional activity. And they are inflatables, and they're there no more than 3 days. And they're typically 4th of July and both race weeks.
Well, I recall in the last, because I've been traveling that since the first of the year, that there have been signs stuck out there. Small signs out beyond.
So I'm talking about the ones that I'm aware of, and the ones I'm aware of have been two race weeks and 4th of July.
And I've seen those that you're talking about.
Activities.
Yeah.
He has a great habit of, John, of what you're saying about.
Yeah, he's running a special, so he sticks a little sign out there that, you know, is sometimes one of the folding ones. And
well, we cited him once. I know we cited him once for parking the Red Bull fan out front in the grass, right about where the balloons go. And we also made reference and cited him, with a violation, but we advised they had to remove the pumpkin trumper that was parked also in the right of way.
Right.
Or in between the right of way and the driveway. And the other thing that I'm aware of has been the promotional balloon, I'm going to call it balloon.
But of course, that has nothing to do with this here, but that's a good point.
No, I mean, here he is in opposition. And
I understand.
He was in violation.
But then getting back to this one, but I think there's too much. I think you had said, as well as Mr. Miller, there's just too much in that area. You don't need any more in safety. I know isn't again, but as Mr.
That Miller is a point, very, very, very busy place.
But as Mr.
Place.
Miller said, point out, though, you take those doctors, patients out there, more and elder and stuff coming in there. They don't need any more distractions or anybody.
Right.
So I myself am not.
But there's three billboards there now, to be fair, on that property.
Not on that property, in that complex.
In the complex.
Subdivision of, like, six or eight lots.
Right. I think they've got enough.
The service road makes it appear as one property.
One.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson, how do you feel?
I think it's too busy an area, and they already got enough signs there, so I'm not in favor of it.
Mr. Rickards, how do you?
From what I stated, everything, I think it's just.
You're not in favor.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just think it substantially affects adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring property.
Mr. Hudson?
I agree. I don't believe it's the correct place for it.
Okay. And then Mr. Mills is already.
I'll make a motion that we deny case number 11330, as I believe that it will have an substantial adverse effect on uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson. that we deny case number 11,330. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason been stated then by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,330 is denied. Okay, next case.